I ain't gonna lie. Me trying is something I noticed. Just trying to just get listeners. You know, I appreciate so far. I got a 627 plays, 4 people audience. I mean, people constantly listen to your stuff. Trying to do marketing for a podcast is hard because I'm doing Facebook ads so far, and I think this is over about 7,800 people that reach, but about 12 clicks that I got. And you know, this is hard trying to get the people to listen to, and not everybody wants to, you know. I guess not. I don't know if people even know about podcasts or anything, but just me trying to get listeners is hard. You got to be, you know. I'm even gonna try to hit. Let's see. I'm even gonna try to do Instagram. I advertise on Instagram and fill out what they got with Instagram. I'm gonna try to do Facebook, Instagram. I need to figure out a way to do Google, but Google on a desktop, so I got to try then pull out of my old, one of the old laptops, because I've mostly been using my tablet and my phone, and they want you to sign in the desktop, whatever. So I'm gonna try to do that. But marketing and promotion is just that you're just trying to get your stuff out and hopefully somebody like it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you could just bam put it and automatically people just look at it and listen to it. If they don't like it, all right, I'm gonna share it. Nah, it's like, you know, you just gotta hope for the best. And I commend people who got the audience of 100,000. So every time somebody listen to your stuff, 100,000 gonna listen. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what to do. So I've been in the Facebook. Yeah, I've been in the Facebook groups and all that, trying to put stuff up in there. And that's what been. I guess that's why I ain't been dropping, I ain't been constantly dropping episodes like talking about, because I've been trying to. I got over 500 friends with my regular Facebook, so I've been, you know, just sending it to all my friends and my family members. So 5, and you only could do 50 at a time. That gets tedious, you know what I'm saying? Even though if you have an off day or don't. You know, it gets so tedious you won't fall asleep. And then you're already tired from trying to work a regular job. You know, that's kind of messed up too, because you know, it ain't messed up. You just got to do what you got to do. So no use of me complaining about it, but it's just tedious trying to work a regular job, trying to find stuff that's interested you so you can make a podcast episode about it. Cause, you know, I don't go out and try to plan this, because then it's pain. Then you're stressing yourself out. I'm already, you know, dealing with you already have stuff on your mind and dealing with stuff. Why add more, you know, like it's a job or something? I just do this for fun, but I love to talk. And sometimes I just, this is like a hobby to me. And hopefully I love to turn my hobby into a career if I can. Other than that, if I don't try to, you know, I don't try to get depressed by, I just dropped this episode. I'm like, I hope everybody gonna listen. You know, I don't think that way, because, you know, not that many people are lucky like that to just sit there and just, you know, I'm not famous, so I'm already, people ain't gonna come to me. You know, I'm not The Rock. Let The Rock create, a podcast. Everybody will listen, because that's The Rock. He got famous. He worked it up. for me just being a regular nobody, you know, trying to listen, you know, it just don't work that way. So you got to do your due diligence, trying to advertise, spend money. It's like a business, basically, trying to, as I was saying, it's like a business. And, you know, sometimes, like they say, hobbies get expensive. And so I'm going to try to, at least if I do think it's a hobby or thing, I want to at least break even, you know. I'm going to spend a big pile of money on it. I'm not trying, well, I can't do that because I got bills. But I want to at least try to make my money back what I spent on it. You know what I'm saying? If I spend $100, I would like to make $100 back, that thing. So I'm trying to, that's why I'm trying to advertise, motivate people. That's why I try to run like a contest. If I have $100,000, I can get back. You know what I'm saying? Get back to the people who helped me, you know. You know, give it to, you know, a lucky winner. But I first got to get to the $100,000. Yeah, so it's just trying to get your message out there. That's a, you know, that's a clinker. Because you be sitting there looking at the pie, like, people be asking, like, I be looking on the, in the group with podcasting and stuff, and people be like, man, I just dropped my first podcast, and I over 500-some people listen to on my first one. I'm like, damn. You like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? You dropped one and you got like 500 plays on just one. I'm like, damn, you are lucky. Because I got 627 right now. And I got over 100 some episodes I made. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? You're like, you lucky. You talk about, is that reasonable? Hell yeah, to me it is. It's damn near reasonable. Well, you could just drop 500. You know what I'm saying? You got 500 plays on one single one. It took me over 100 some, me mousing off, speaking my mind, talking crap, to get 627. You did that at you lucky dog. You lucky dog. But me, oh man. I probably gonna get, you know, every 100 and something, I gotta do 100 and something things to get it, just like I did that calculation. For me to make $1,500 a month, I can't get no sleep. I got to do 16,666 episodes of podcasting for 30 days, and that's 555 a day of podcasting I had to do, and it's 14 or 80 something per hour for me to make $1,500 with the six people who listen to my stuff. I got four people that is regulars, and so far I've moved up to six now of people listening. I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all. Please share it away. Hopefully you can, and I would appreciate it, because I want some passive income. But you know how would it take for me to be doing that? I can't sleep. I'm gonna have a, you know, it's not even possible. So I need to just try to advertise it, and the little 10 to 12 clicks I get out of 700 or 800 people seeing it through Facebook is, hopefully, you know, if I could get that every 5 days, hopefully that could help me out in my situation. But I commend y'all to get 500. If I could get 500 per episode, I would love that. I would love to get that. Because, okay, you know what I'm saying? If I could get that type of amount, I would love that. 500 times, see here, if I, hell yeah, all right, 500 times 100 episodes. They say 100 episodes. Okay. If I do 100 episodes a month, that'd be even better than my situation that I'm getting. So, all right, let me time that. That's lovely. That would be $750 a month. I would love that. I'd do a little bit more because that'd be my mortgage. If I could get $750 a month, that's my mortgage. You know, I could pay my house out quicker. I would love that. You know, like my mortgage a little bit more, but $40 and some change. Well, $40.55 to be exact. But I would love that. I would love that. If I make 100 episodes a month and get $500 per episode and I do that every month, oh, that's $750. That's, you know, a little bit. Then I increase a little bit each month. Shoot. Man, that's my thing that at the what I'm getting per 1,000. I would love that. Trust me, behold, I would love that, but it don't work that way. And, you know, I guess you got to keep pushing. Hopefully people get your message. That's the whole thing about it. I want people to enjoy it. And, you know, I know I'm talking about money-wise and all that. But, yeah, I'd love to do it full-time where I could pay my bills and stuff like that. But, you know, who wants to be at some 9-to-5? Well, I'm not working now. I'm working, like, about 11, you know. Who wants to work 11 hours, 12, or more than that each day, you know? And this, and I guess watching your life go by, paying bills and paying debt. Not everybody wants to be doing that crap, you know? Because it's not fun, especially when you're making other people rich. And then they don't respect you. So you got to deal with that, with the respect type part. So, you know, they claim to respect you, but it ain't. You know, it all depends on what you consider where respect is, you know? You know, if you call blowing smoke up your butt and telling your lies and all that, that's not no respect. You know, talking to you any kind of way, making false promises and cutting hours and what kind of, you know, nobody wants to deal with that crap. So, you know, so you try to figure out any way. Hey, you love to talk, so you try to do something with talking. Maybe I need to go be a counselor, a therapist. Listen to people's problems and tell them what's the medical thing. Because, you know, if you give a, you don't want to tell them your personal opinions because, you know, people end up killing themselves and then you get sued and all that. And everybody who comes to you, you can't, not everybody could deal with keeping it real. Because if you keep it real, they might can't handle it and then they go kill themselves. Then after that, now you're getting sued and malpractice and all that because you kept it real. You didn't, you know, like counselors and therapists and psychiatrists, they blow smoke up your tail. And, you know, they can't tell you the real deal. Because, you know, if you do it, some people can't handle the truth. Because when they do get the real trick and how it's going to be, then they want to kill themselves and kill others and, you know, and all that mess and take it out and say, why they did it. Then they're going to leave a note saying that, yeah, my therapist, you know, kept it real with me, and I didn't know the truth, and now he kept it real and let me know the truth, and I would kill myself, and they damaging your practices, or you get fired from your job, because you should have blown smoke up their butt more, so they could keep raping the insurance. But that's how it be. Keep raping the insurance, because they want you to keep blowing smoke up the insurance. I mean, blowing smoke up there so they can keep coming and not getting to the problem. You know, and then that's how insurance jump up high and stuff like that. Because you're supposed to soothe it. And, you know, I don't think it should take 3 or 4 months to tell somebody they're a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and what drugs do. You learn that in school and you all learn that at your household. Well, you know, I don't think it takes 3 or 4 months, you know, to figure out why daddy keeps sticking his thing in another woman, you know. What kind of counseling, you know? I guess it do help, you know. They got to figure out why or why mommy keeps screwing the pool boy and stuff like that, you know. So sometimes I guess, well, you know, when they hit a truth, oh God, and oh, I didn't know that was happening. Dang, now, you know, maybe I need to lose some weight and get in shape, you know. And, you know, sometimes you see the signs, you know. Some people don't want to see the signs because they be taking life as granted and, oh, you know, they're used to the man being in shape and you got to pay bills and stress and mommy don't like that no more because he's overweight and there's stuff in his stomach and she ain't getting satisfied like she used to. But I guess you're wondering how all this come with marketing, how marketing is hard. But that's another episode for another time. Hopefully I remember what I just said for the next one. But at the end of the day, you got to do what you marketing and promoting is hard for a podcast, especially if you're not known. But I want you to enjoy, you know, enjoy it, share it with your friends so we can make this success. It take a village to raise a kid, and this is my baby, and I'm trying to make it grow and prosper. So at the end of the day, I hope y'all love it. Share it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. Mention me on TikTok. I need to get that. I don't know if I could download it because of the stuff with Trump. But any place, no, even MySpace, you know. They ain't popping like it was back in the day. But, you know, I think MySpace was before that time and people wasn't ready. And I think, you know, Facebook just came at the time when MySpace was before its time. So it is what it is. But share, check me out at different places, and hopefully you like it. And we go from there. I appreciate y'all. Keep listening to my stuff. Check out the past episodes. Like I always say, before you make if you want to continue, if you're listening to the 4 people who's listening to me, please go check out my 4 episodes. Go check out my past episodes. You know, please, I would appreciate it a lot. You know, even if it not pertain to you, it might pertain to somebody in your family. And give them that knowledge or do some research on the stuff I say so you could give it to a whole better way. I would appreciate it. I just like the 6 people who listening. Please go check my first and beginning episodes to now. You know, some of them I've been clunking them together. And I just want you to enjoy it. All right, thank you. And also, I got to say, donate if you want to donate. Be a listener support. 99 cent. They got $4.99 and $9.99. If you want to be a listener and try to do more, and it charge you each month, you know, and that's showing your support. You know, I got to make sure I say that. You know, that's what they be telling us to say. I mean, you know, that's how you be able to get to your goal. But, you know, it's free. If you want to go above and beyond, you know, you can do that too. Well, other than that, I appreciate y'all. Keep doing what y'all do. Have a lovely day.